You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, February 3rd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5,247. That's how many electric vehicles Ford sold in the U.S. in January. That was down from 7,823 the previous month. In particular, sales of the Mustang Mach-E were down 45% from December. That dip in sales can be attributed to how government incentives can influence consumers. The Inflation Reduction Act, passed in the summer of 2022, gives buyers a $7,500 purchase tax credit for qualifying EVs. The Mach-E is classified as a sedan, which means that the maximum qualifying price for the model is at $55,000. Meanwhile, several Mach-E trims miss that mark. In the hope of having more Mach-Es qualify for that tax credit, Ford cut prices for the model earlier this week. The vehicle now starts at about $46,000. Ford isn't the only manufacturer to cut prices. Tesla cut U.S. prices for its Model Y in January. In spite of the declining sales, Ford stock didn't feel much of an impact on the news, likely because its overall sales are still strong. Meanwhile, Ferrari reported earnings on Thursday. Quarterly deliveries rose 13% year-over-year. Full-year deliveries were up 19% in 2022 compared with 2021. The next number up is $7.3 billion. That was Eli Lilly's revenue for the fourth quarter. The pharmaceutical company's earnings beat estimates, while sales were largely in line with estimates. Sales of one drug in particular were a big focus. The company's diabetes drug, Mounjaro, disappointed. The drug is currently approved to treat type 2 diabetes and is on track for regulatory approval as a treatment for obesity. Sales came in at $279 million in the quarter. That was below the $319 million analysts had forecast. Still, analysts remain optimistic about the future of the drug. Sales are expected to surge this year, with an estimated revenue of $2.3 billion. Eli Lilly also offered an update on guidance for the year, revising its earnings up from its December forecast. While the figure was still short of analysts' previous expectations, it was mostly in line with current projections. Our last number is 7.1 million. That's how many PlayStation 5s Sony reported it sold in the December quarter last year. That was up 82% from the previous year and brings the total units of the console sold to more than 32 million. The increase in year-over-year sales may come as a surprise as consumers tighten their spending amid historic inflation. But the demand for the PlayStation 5 shows no signs of slowing down. Sony increased its sales forecast to 19 million for the current fiscal year, which ends in March. That was up 1 million from its previous guidance. Since the release of the PlayStation 5 in 2020, Sony has struggled to meet demand for the console amid supply chain issues and chip shortages. Those problems have waned, though, and production capacity has ramped up over the past year. Also, blockbuster games like God of War Ragnarok have contributed to demand. In the December quarter, Sony's overall gaming division revenue was up 53%. It's a sharp contrast to Microsoft's Xbox, which has faced challenges hitting development milestones and releasing exclusive games. For its December quarter, overall gaming revenue fell 13% year-over-year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.